I really like to give this talk, partially because I don't really have to do a lot of preparation for it, but also because I really think it's important for practitioners to know how much information there is available in the State Bar Real Estate Forms Manual. I think a lot of people think of it solely as a forms manual, and they think, oh, I have my own forms, or those are very basic forms. I don't need basic forms. I need more complicated forms. But in addition to having some really good forms and some forms that may be difficult to find from some other sources, it has a lot of information that a practitioner could use in their daily practice. I've been practicing for over 30 years, and I use the forms manual a lot. The committee consists of 27 members. They're real estate attorneys from all over the state. And we try on the forms committee to have people who practice in specific areas so that when we have forms that involve insurance requirements or water requirements or lending to for reverse mortgages or something like that, we have people on the committee who practice in that area and are a good source of information. We generally draft the documents either in groups or subcommittees, and then the documents are sent to the full committee for review. And I can tell you it's a pretty onerous review process. I mean, we have the people who are really sticklers for making sure certain information is in the forms and covered in the notes. And then we also have the people who are really concerned about grammar, you know, the ones who say, well, is that a prior owner or a previous owner? And, you know, so we have a pretty good review process. And at the end of it, you feel pretty comfortable that your forms are in pretty good shape.